WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Something we see regularly in the atmosphere are clouds. The one characteristic that all clouds have is the fact that they contain saturated air. The water vapor content of the saturated air is a function of temperature and the rate of condensation. Another characteristic of clouds is that they develop due to rising air. The elevation in the atmosphere from which the air rises determines the cloud type. Rising air parcels from near the surface tend to produce cumulus clouds, while isentropic lifting tends to produce layered or stratus clouds. Cumulus clouds form in a vertically unstable atmosphere. As surface temperatures increase, the likelihood for fair weather cumulus clouds increases, especially when dew points near the ground are high. Cloud cover also depends on several mesoscale factors. Some of these include orographic lift. A sea breeze, ocean breeze, or lake-induced breeze can produce clouds, and near-surface convergence and dryline convection. One cloud forecasting problem is predicting when a layer of low stratus or fog will mix out. This can change a cloudy, dull day into a nice, sunny day in a short period of time. The sun plays a major role. Even on a cloudy day, some of the sun's energy reaches the surface. If it didn't, it would still look like night. As this heat gradually builds, moisture evaporates from the fog and clouds. Once the sun breaks through to the surface, this allows more of the sun's energy to reach the surface, which can cause a rapid dissipation of low clouds. Thermal energy also increases instability, which leads to increased wind speed. This more rapid mixing of air will also dissipate fog and low clouds. If the surface soil and vegetation are saturated, the mixing out process will take longer. Evaporation, which is a cooling process, will offset the effect of the sun's energy, so the drier the soil, the quicker the mixing out of low clouds will occur. Other elements may come into play too, so we have to also look at synoptic scale and mesoscale processes, such as fronts, to determine when cloud cover might break. And clouds provide another forum for us. By using your imagination, you can often see some great images formed in those clouds. Why, just the other day, I thought I saw the profile of J.B. Elliott in the clouds. Got a serious weather question? Drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.